This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Two juvenile detention facilities in northwest Arkansas are using collaborative interventions as new ways to address young people, crime, and the juvenile justice system. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Paul Kelly, a senior policy analyst with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Family, specializes in juvenile justice. And he's undertaken a critical examination of the state's juvenile detention system.
We continue in the Arkansas's juvenile justice system to over-incarcerate youthful offenders who present no serious risk to public safety, in essence, criminalizing their behavior and setting into motion reactions that actually increase the likelihood that they will reoffend.
Prior to his 20-year-long career with Arkansas Advocates, Kelly worked for 30 years in youth services, helping battered women and troubled children.
Youthful offenders are kids who make bad decisions. The large majority of them are nonviolent, and 50% of them, once they are identified or even have some contact with police or courts, you never hear from them again.
The other 50% who may come from broken homes or are victims of physical or sexual abuse may chronically act out. So Paul Kelly's educating policymakers and institutions that detention is not a solution for their problems.
What is happening is that we have traditionally not done a good job of assessing the risk that kids have of reoffending or not appearing at court. That has not been the basis of this decision about to detain a child.
And three-quarters of Arkansas offenders, Kelly says, land in detention centers.
So it's real important to limit locking up kids that we may be mad at or we may feel need to learn a lesson. But the fact of the matter is when we do that, we send a message to them that if you mess up, you are a criminal.
More than 40,000 juvenile detentions occurred in Arkansas over a three-year period. Youth charged with offenses such as drug possession, battery, theft of property, or criminal mischief caught by law enforcement or parents who turned them in. One-third of cases are reported by school resource officers, which have set zero-tolerance policies. Young offenders who enter the juvenile justice system are given a case manager and go before a district juvenile judge who decides their immediate future. We have 14 local juvenile detention centers in Arkansas, along with several correctional facilities for the worst cases. Washington County's juvenile detention center is located on Clydesdale Road in South Fayetteville. Norma Frisbee, chief juvenile probation officer for the locked and guarded facility, says it can accommodate up to 36 youth.
From 2013, I have some numbers here, we had a total of 910 referrals. We diverted 390. Almost half of those never came in front of the judge, never went to detention.
And at this center, not only is the detention rate dropping, fewer are being sent to state correctional facilities. Seated in the center's open classroom, Norma Frisbee described the population as a mix of boys and girls ages 10 to 18 and a positive, structured environment. Staff here and in Benton County are participating in the Annie E. Casey Foundation's Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative, replicated in 39 states and District of Columbia.
Mainly because have already, both counties have been working towards alternatives for the last few years. So I think it was a good start, and the plan is to be able to implement it throughout the whole state.
Working with Arkansas Division of Youth Services, Casey Foundation staff have hosted workshops and helped both centers analyze 400 juvenile cases with the goal of reducing detention rates at both facilities. For example, rather than allow juveniles to languish in detention over holidays and weekends, which is typical, staff are on call 24/7.
We are trying to get these kids heard and decide whether they need to be released to a placement or back to their home, back with their guardians. So that's helping out a lot. It's reducing the number of days that kids stay in detention.
Although 90% of all juvenile offenders in Arkansas were arrested for nonviolent offenses, detention rates continue to rise in other parts of the state.
Research shows that detention is not a deterrent for future involvement in crimes.
That's Washington County Juvenile Detention Center staff therapist Shelley Klingen. She says more rigorous assessment is one reason why detention rates here are dropping.
It is diagnostic in nature, just kind of looking at the whole person functioning, from the mental health to the school, family, social functioning. We look at everything and, make a determination or come up with a theory of what's going on with this youth and where they need some help at, you know, whether it's, if it is mental health, if it is in the family function, if it is in the school functioning, you know, what is going on with them, and then make the recommendations to the court, which are often court-ordered, you know, for them to get into services and things like that.
Shelley Klingen said only 10 youth are currently in detention here on weekday mornings. They attend school with two licensed teachers on staff, and afternoons are a mix of recreation and treatment. And on average, how long do these young people stay?
The average stay is 6.8 days.
The center also has an array of diversion programming. Again, Chief Probation Officer Norma Frisby.
And we take the kids on a once-a-month outdoor adventure kind of activities, whether it be hiking, canoeing, fishing derbies, just any kind of outdoor activity, trying to give them a different type of hobby that they can pick up. We also have it creating lasting family connections. We offer this in Spanish and in English to the parents and to the juveniles. This is a 12-week program, and they come once a week to our facility. We have dinner with them. We provide them with dinner. You'd be surprised how many say, I can't remember the last time I had dinner with my whole family together. And it's kind of creating habits.
Other programs include a 10-week Aikido class in Springdale, martial arts, and a summer youth academy, a combination of community service and recreation. Jean Mack is longtime director of the Washington County Juvenile Center. She's worked in the system for 35 years. She's very encouraged by the center's initiative.
With the reduced population, court staff as well as our mental health staff have been able to focus more individuality, and it actually works. Being able to put more time into one child and their family, we're seeing better results.
And Paul Kelly, juvenile justice policy expert with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, believes such interventions will help keep kids off the path to prison. He says Arkansas in particular is well positioned to lead the nation in juvenile detention reduction.
What is unique about Arkansas' system is that we rely on basically 13 nonprofit, or one for profit, but 13 nonprofit providers to offer the kids the services they need once they're identified by the courts, which is a unique system, really, that it doesn't exist in any other state in the country.
One final thing, Paul Kelly says, is that in order to fix the system, experts need to have data. He says at many juvenile justice centers in Arkansas, the intake paperwork, the written profile and case record of each juvenile is a mess, making tabulation and research difficult.
We always say in advocacy, if there's not data, it's because nobody cares. And so the fact of the matter is nobody looked at this because it wasn't something that everybody was really worried about.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.